I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The votes are still being counted in Myanmar, but it still looks like Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy will be the big winner. And Burma's military-backed ruling party appears set for an overwhelming defeat. As dramatic as the outcome is framing up to be, some Burmese will tell you that Election Day itself was pretty calm.
I didn't know what to expect because I've never voted before. But as soon as I woke up, I lived close to a polling station, and there were long lines, and some people were chatting, some people were laughing, some were very quiet. You know, first impression was that it was very peaceful and serene.
That's Burmese filmmaker Lamin U. He says he picked up his camera and started filming right out of the window of his apartment in Yangon. You may have heard of Lamin U before. President Obama mentioned him last year while addressing a crowd of students in Burma.
Lamin U uses his power to tell the story of his fellow Burmese. He studied at Gettysburg College in the United States. The transformation that he watched unfold through Facebook inspired him to return home and make an award-winning documentary about the plight of Burmese farmers.
Today, I asked a 30-year-old filmmaker in Yangon what or who is inspiring him now.
You know, I think the person who's inspired me the most probably when it comes to my country has to be my father, because he was the one who had the, you know, vision that I needed a good education and that I'm not going to get it here in Burma. He wasn't an educated person himself, but he made sure that I got the best education, which I did in America. And in 2012, while I was abroad in Gettysburg, he was running in the opposition party, NLD, as a candidate in the by-election. And I missed that, actually, because I was abroad. And he won, by the way. He's a member of the parliament now, and he's rerunning now. And this time around, I get to follow him. I get to film him, and I get to see him in action. And he won again. He was reelected this time. I don't think the results are official yet, but we believe that he won landslide. So, yeah, my father will be the inspiration.
Yeah, so he won, as you say. Was he running under Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy?
Yes, he did, and he was personally selected by Aung San Suu Kyi to run for office in 2012, which is still a great honor in our family, even though my mom was very reluctant because, you know, of the nature of politicians in the country. It's, you know, it's a dangerous business.
Does your dad think that he and the National League for Democracy will be able to immediately change policy, that they'll be able to lead?
The thing is that, you know, our country have a lot of problems. Decades of oppression that has kind of ruined the country. I think, you know, the metaphor is that the country is pretty sick for a long time, and you're not going to cure a sick patient right away. I believe the NLD is going to take, and I hope that they will take, the steps to, you know, put the country on the road to recovery. I don't think any kind of change is going to come quick. You know, I've been around the country as a filmmaker. You know, I've witnessed a lot of poverty across the country in all different regions. There are problems about basic education. There are problems about basic health needs. You know, these are very fundamental needs that needs to be fulfilled, and we need better infrastructure in all these areas. It's going to take time. You know, I don't think I voted for the first time, but I don't think I voted for myself. I think I voted for the next generation. Maybe my kids, my niece, their generation, they're going to benefit from the vote that we had on November 8th.
30-year-old filmmaker Lamin U speaking with me from Yangon in Burma. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.